Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCartney Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, the Dolly McCartney Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCartney Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or give them a call at 331-903-0088. And book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousine, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois, is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm offers services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. For a tour, or call them and book an appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NaprevilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NaprevilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. For Coney's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out the Dolly Special, or even better than the Dolly Special is my favorite, the Bocconi Special. It's a whole wheat crust. Tastes sweeter than candy, if you can believe it, folks. Whole wheat crust with fresh basil and sausage, and it is absolutely amazing. Check out the Bocconi Special. Tell them Dolly sent you, and check them out on the web at bocconis.com. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from the funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. ClarksCarCare.com, happy cars, happy owners. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org and check out those Napier Nights coming up. And not to mention, we don't want to forget to mention, the Naperville Wine Festival is coming around the corner. That's in August. I hate to say that because that sounds like the end of summer. But check them out on the web at NapierSettlement.org.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey guys, welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on WCKG 1530 AM in Chicago, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where it all began, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and to our morning folks at 1010 News Talk. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show. You know, you can follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show, Instagram, and on Facebook. Don't forget to get to that Facebook page and like it there. In fact, while you're there, put in a message. Send me a private message on my Facebook. I'm going to drive everybody over there to that Facebook page, and you'll get more information on my guest today, who will be joining us any moment. But I wanted to let you know I'm giving away free tickets today to the Brightside Theater's Broadway musical production, Hairspray, one of my favorite Broadway musicals, Hairspray. Yep, the performances are happening through the 24th. I think this is the last weekend you can catch a show. The theater at Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College, that's in Naperville, folks, is hosting this for the Brightside Theater. You can buy tickets now, and I'm going to be giving away free tickets to this weekend's performances. And you don't want to miss this. Paige Mattson, she was on the show a few weeks back, an incredible, incredible talented actress, stars in the show, and you don't want to miss her at all, for sure. Jeffrey Cass, he is in the show as well. You don't want to miss Jeff. No way. He's playing the role that John Travolta played in the movie as well. So check them all out this weekend, Brightside Theater. You can go to their website, brightsidetheater.com, or, well, go there, buy some tickets for your friends and family. But while you're at it, just go to my Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show, send me a private message, and we'll pick somebody randomly and give you some free tickets to the show. We've got plenty here, that's for sure. So don't be shy. Get over to that Facebook page. Check out the Brightside Theater's Hairspray at brightsidetheater.com. All right. Couple of quick announcements before we get to my guest. Mae McCarthy is going to be joining us in a little bit. Hey, can forgiveness actually make you smarter, healthier, and more productive? I put that question out on my Facebook page this morning, and that's something we're going to be talking about with Mrs. McCarthy. No relation, by the way. so we're going to be diving into that and finding out really more about forgiveness and how important it is to do that. We already know that, but really, what does it mean for us mentally, physically, to forgive? What are the benefits? We're going to dive into that with Mae McCarthy in just a little bit. But first, you're listening to The Good Show on WCKG, 1530 AM. Hey, Garen Fest, save that date. This is the end of summer. I'm all about the end of summer events today, aren't I? It's kind of sad. Summer flies by so fast. To put this out there, but I don't want you to miss it. August 23rd through the 26th, Garen Fest is happening on the northwest side of Chicago. Garen Fest countdown. It is 63 days, 3 hours, 21 minutes, and 30 seconds away. So put that on your calendar so you don't miss it. August 23rd to the 26th, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a very proud sponsor of that event. So I hope you all will join us. You know, they're going to have incredible food as always and great entertainment. Seventh Heaven is going to be back. And speaking of Seventh Heaven, they were at the Taste of Park Ridge. I got it. Taste of Park Ridge is coming up too. The Park Ridge is just right outside of Chicago, about 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. A lot of fun and entertainment for the entire family. All the festivities kick off on Thursday this year, July 12th, from 11 in the morning till 10:30 at night, and then continues on Friday and Saturday. Those hours are from 11 until 11. So put that on your calendar. That's right smack dab in the middle of summer. Okay, there we go. I'm not giving you something that's to look forward to at the end of summer. We're going to be enjoying it every step of the way, that's for sure. And again, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of the Taste of Park Ridge. Don't miss it, folks. You can check out tasteofparkridge.com. They also have a Facebook page as well. And oh, I did want to mention the lineup. Yes, I was right. Seventh Heaven is going to be on the main stage on Saturday, July 14th. Love that band. Love it, love it, love it. Don't want to miss 7th Heaven. But even 16th Candles is there, Friday, July 13th. I'm going backwards here. And then July 12th, Modern Day Romeos. Field with a Kiss will be there. They're their opening act. Ginger Road is also there. And the Petty Kings are there. Again, all the fun starts at 11 in the morning. I should point out, too, that Family Fun Day is Saturday, July 14th. But I think that there's like special things for kids there and, you know, maybe a discount on tickets. I shouldn't say that. I'm not really sure. But anyway, all right. So you've got all of that. I always like to point out some good things that are happening out there. And we'll be back in a few seconds to talk with Mae McCarthy about forgiveness. Don't go away. This applies to everybody. We're all going to learn something really good today. Hang in there.
Good news, good guess, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show. Hello. Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swaying while Love and Money's playing all your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said hello.
All right, we're back. Hey, everybody. It's Dolly McCarthy here. Thanks for tuning into The Good Show and to hello to everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for all your messages coming in. I appreciate that. We are talking about forgiveness here. And I want you to welcome my guest today. She's a conscious entrepreneur and author of The Gratitude Formula. Mae McCarthy is joining us now to discuss how forgiveness enhances health, even your intelligence and productivity. Please welcome to the show, Mae McCarthy. Let's hear a round of applause, everybody. Mae, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Dolly. I bet we were related somewhere back in Ireland.
maybe so. Oh, my goodness. But this is definitely something we have, we can both relate to, that's for sure. Forgiveness. Everybody's got someone that they've had to forgive at one point in their life. And, you know, it's a tough thing. Let's talk about, first of all, forgiveness itself and why it's so important to forgive someone. And then we can dive into the health benefits, of course. I mean,
right.
Obviously those are related, right? But
there are a number of health benefits. I mean, study after study have been done. One that comes to the top of my mind is one that was done at Stanford University. They actually had something called the Forgiveness Project. And they, like many, many others, have shown that when you use forgiveness, it really does help you in terms of health and well-being. It reduces stress, you get less anger, you have more optimism and things like that. But what I write about in my books, both The Gratitude Formula and The Path to Wealth, which was my first book, what I write about is that we can use certain tools for success, and gratitude is one of those tools that we can use to achieve greater success in our life, regardless of what it is that we want, whether it's more money, better working conditions, harmonious relationships with family or friends or people you work with or your community, recreation, or even health. Whatever your goal is, you can use gratitude as part of that tool for success. And forgiveness is a key part of gratitude. When you're forgiving, you are making more room within you to receive more of the good things that you want. And if you're grateful for the things that you want to fill yourself up with, you tend to magnetize yourself to receiving them sooner. So forgiveness is essentially a play on words. And the play on words that I love to help people to remember is that forgiveness is simply giving forth. What you're doing is giving forth anything within you that's taking up room that's not serving you, that you would like to have replaced with the things that you want. So why not give forth? It's kind of like if you look at a full bottle of water, if that bottle is completely filled to the brim, you can't fit any more water in. You have to pour some out to get some new water in, right? Well, the same is true with all of us. If we're filled up with anger, resentment, jealousy, pain, then we have no room to receive the things that we would really like to have. So we have to release and give forth any of those things. So I teach people a few different things that they could do in order to make more room within themselves to receive the good things that they want in life.
Yeah, that's something we definitely need to know about. Because when you say release and go forth, you know, people all say, oh, I forgive, but are they really, really doing that? And if you want to do that, you say it, I know I've said it, and then I realize later on, wait, I haven't really forgiven this person. There's something there. How do I really, really forgive? There are tools or there are exercises or mental exercises you can do to really forgive the other person for their benefit and your own.
Yeah, and really what I write about is mostly for the reader's benefit, because oftentimes forgiveness, it's not for the other person. In fact, many times they could really care less whether you forgive them or not.
Ah.
Forgiveness is really for you. Yeah,
Forgiveness
is for you so that you can feel more peaceful, live a healthier life, and to essentially have the ability to create the life that you absolutely love. And if you're filled up with anger and resentment and jealousy, I mean, think about it for a moment. If I come up to you when you're in the middle of being angry or resentful or jealous or pained about something, can you have a conversation with me? Probably not, because all of these emotions are flying around in your head. You're so upset. Well, the same is true. I mean, if you're filled up, there's no room for anything good to get through that. So what you have to do is figure out ways to get yourself to a calm place and to give that negative emotion forth. Forgive it. Give it forth so that you have room to receive what you want. So there's a few simple things that you can do on a daily basis as ways to get yourself back to that calm place and make room to receive the things that you want. The first is, let's say somebody upsets you without any warning. You know, you're just really upset and you're feeling resentful and you are angry at them and they should have known better, my goodness. And, you know, some of those kinds of feelings that every now and then people do stuff to us and it's not just and it's awful and they should have known better, but they did it anyway and we're upset now. Well, how do we get ourselves back to that calm place? The first thing that we can do is use what I call a giving forth or a forgiveness mantra. And it goes like this. I bless you, I forgive you, I release you. I bless you, I forgive you, I release you. Now, you may need to say
that simple,
about five. Yeah, you may need to say it about 5,000 times that first day.
Okay.
But the second day, you're only going to have to say it 4,990 times, and the next day it'll be less and less. And it'll get to that point where they you know, the thought of them just does not have any emotional impact on you at all, and you're in a calm place, and you can notice more possibilities to receive the things that you want. So you've made room within you to receive the things that you want. The second thing that you can do is right before you go to sleep, lots and lots of studies have been shown that if we use gratitude, it helps us sleep better. So people should lay in bed and think of maybe two or three things that happened during the day. They don't have to look at any notes. They just need to think of two to three things that happened during the day that they could be grateful for. One of the things that I'm always grateful for is that I find parking spaces in front so I don't get wet in the Seattle rain. So
whatever
they're grateful for, just recite it. Thank you so much for the parking space in front. Thank you so much for, you know, the nice interaction that I had with my family. Whatever it is, just
or the
off
rain
the top
in
of
Seattle.
Head.
Although speaking of rain,
exactly.
It's pouring in Chicago right now, and that kept my daughter away from the pool, so we're stuck at home. But I am grateful for my time with her right now.
Very good. So you would say that right before
right
you
go. There we go.
Yeah, and then follow it with a giving forth proclamation. So you might say, you know, if there's anyone from my past or present, whether I remember them or not, I now forgive them. I bless them, I release them, and we all go free. And if there's anyone that needs to forgive me, including myself, they now do so, and we are all free. If you say that, whether you believe it or not, it still makes room within you to receive the good things that you want. And it doesn't condone the behavior of other people. There are some people that have done some really, really awful things, and people have been hurt and treated unjustly. This is not condoning their behavior. What this is doing is providing some freedom and some peace and some room within people to receive more of the good things that they want. And if they're living the life that they absolutely love and they're not feeling, you know, in bondage to this unforgiving event, then that's the greatest definition of success. And finally, the third thing is they can just use denials and affirmations throughout the day. I deny that that person has any power over me. I deny that that situation is stopping me from being all that I can be as a successful person. I now go forward to be successful. I now go forward to be happy. I now go forward to be healthy. And use denials and affirmations throughout the day to maintain that calm level of peace and to receive more of the good things that they want in life.
Nice. Are these mantras in your book, The Gratitude Formula?
Yep.
Or the
they are.
In the past as well? Do you have mantras in there too?
I do.
Well, we're talking with author Mae McCarthy, the author of the book The Gratitude Formula and The Path to Wealth. We've been talking about forgiveness, anger, jealousy, resentment, other negative emotions can consume you and prevent you from noticing possibilities to achieve your goals. Let's talk about that now. How does forgiveness and all of these emotions give us, or how do we use these tools then to achieve greater success in our lives?
Well, it's my opinion that we end up having an ability to see possibilities and get gut instincts and strong thoughts and intuitive insights to take steps towards whatever we're putting our attention on. Essentially, we make whatever we're putting our attention on grow. And when we are focusing on some of the goals that we want to have, let's say a great job with a high amount of pay and satisfaction, or harmonious relationships with family, friends, coworkers, you know, maybe even your sweetheart, or a fun recreation that's easily paid for, that's first class and delightful. Whatever it is that we want, when we become angry, jealous, resentful, when we have negative emotions, it creates this huge turbulence within us. And I want you to think of it this way. If you look at a lake and it's really, really still and calm, you could take a really small pebble and throw it in that lake and see the ripples, right? Those are those creative, insightful, positive ideas that show up that point us in the direction of our goals, of achieving our goals. But if the water is turbulent, you could throw that pebble in and nothing. In fact, you could throw the Empire State Building in it and not see any ripple at all because it's so turbulent. So what we need to do is get ourselves back to that calm place so that we can notice those possibilities. And I'm not the only one that thinks so. There are people like Steve Jobs who said often you have to rely on intuition and have the courage to to follow your heart and intuition. And Oprah Winfrey, you know, clearly one of the most influential women of our time, she said that she's listened to that still small voice of intuition, you know, that little pebble being thrown into that calm lake her entire life. And the only time she's made mistakes is when she didn't listen. And I would dare say that they would also say that if they were turbulent with negative emotions, you can't listen at that time either, because you're all consumed with what it is that's making you upset. So forgiveness is for the person's self-benefit, not for the person that is being forgiven.
Right.
And really, when you think about it.
I got you.
Yeah, and when you think about it, I mean, I remember seeing an analogy of this play out on a stage. And there was a guy who said, okay, imagine for a moment that this person here is somebody who I just can't forgive. I mean, they've made me so upset. They've done something so wrong, and I just can't forgive them. And he tied a rope from his leg to the other person's leg. And everywhere he walked, this other person was dragged around with him because he was not forgiving. He was so upset about this person that he actually got the opposite result. What he wanted was this guy gone. But what ended up happening by being unforgiving was that he dragged this guy around with him everywhere he went.
Mm-hmm.
So forgiveness cuts that rope and sets you free.
Hard thing to do. It's very hard. Well, what's this, for example, if someone... the hurt is so fresh, how long would it take to, you know, release that and really truly forgive? How long does it take if something,
you know,
is so fresh?
It kind of depends. I mean, I have a friend of mine who's a business owner, and she's had a business for about 20 years. And she started using some of the tools that I describe in my books. And she came in a second week during a multi-week workshop, and she said that she had a bone to pick with me. She said that darn forgiveness prayer, that darn forgiveness practice, it's just ruined my life. And I said, what are you talking about? She said that she got an email from a guy who worked for her over 15 years ago and who did a tremendous amount of damage in her company. And he sent her an email to congratulate her on an award that she got. He did so much damage and then quit without saying he was sorry. And she had not heard from him in all of those years. And here's an email. And all of the hurt and pain came back. She was completely consumed on a daily basis and could not do her work. She was just so upset all over again. And she said, I thought I did my forgiveness work. And the thing about forgiveness work is you're always forgiving to maintain a clear slate. So she started using that mantra, I bless you, I forgive you, I release you, every single day. Each day that she used that, when she thought of that person, each day she had to say it less and less and less. And after about a week and a half, 2 weeks, she didn't have to use it anymore. He just had safe passage through her head, and she was not emotionally riled up anymore. So consistency.
Well, that's a relief to hear.
Weeks.
It's kind of a relief
yeah.
to hear that this is not something that's a lifelong thing, that you're constantly going to be struggling with forgiveness. I'm not that struggling, but constantly reminding yourself to forgive someone. You can truly do that, and it can take weeks, maybe months, we're not talking years here. I love all these tips that you've given us about forgiveness. It's a hard thing to do, but not so hard, according to Mae McCarthy, if you just do those mantras and check out our book, The Gratitude Formula and the Path to Wealth. Mae, thanks so much for being on the show. And
if your listeners would like, there are a few free chapters of each of my books that they can have for free by simply going to MaeMcCarthy.com.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Mae, for the tips. We love it. Everybody,
all right.
Stay happy and healthy and take care of each other. Like I always say on this show, be good to each other and take care of each other. And do go to The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and check out Mae. Her information will be on our Facebook page at The Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Take care.